Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce the brightest and sharpest business owners in the Atlanta metro area. And my co-host, Tess Turin, with Next Link Marketing. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Angel. TGIF.
TGIF, honey. It's almost time for a happy hour. How was your drive in?
Great.
I know there's no rain or any snow today, y'all. It's a perfect day, almost. And we want to send a shout out to Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint at Mall of Georgia, located off 3320 Buford Drive. He brought us the best pizza as always. Like them on their Facebook page. They do catering, birthday parties, and more. And today in our studio, we have two great guests. The first is Eric Wasinger, PGA Heritage Golf Links. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know what? Life gets a little better every day.
Excellent.
And our next guests are Mark and Abigail Gibson of All Virgin Hair, my second favorite subject. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Of course, my first favorite subject is clothes and shoes and handbags. We're going to start off with Eric Wasinger today of Heritage Golf Links. Eric, you guys are in Tucker, Georgia, right?
We are located in Tucker, Georgia, just outside the Loop. Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about Heritage Golf Links.
Heritage Golf Links is a public golf facility, 27 holes, which is nice because it's a little bit bigger than an 18-hole golf course. We have an extra nine, so that's nice to accommodate groups and have public play. It was built 1996 here in Georgia, so it's kind of a new golf course. Uh-huh. It's a very challenging golf course for golfers that are looking for a challenge. When it was built 16 years ago, it was designed to be the hardest golf course in Georgia. Since then, there's been a couple golf courses that are more challenging, but it's still up there for challenge, so it's in great shape.
Okay, now do you guys offer memberships, or is this a public golf course?
It is a public golf course, so we welcome the public. We do have membership packages as well, so okay. Members can come out or players can come out and join an annual pass, pay their one fee for the year. We also have a players club, which is very active, and there's three different levels of that. Bronze level, silver level, and gold level. That's unlimited range balls and practice facility use. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the level, you get one round of golf, two rounds of golf, or three rounds of golf per month. So that's one of our Players Clubs program.
Well, let's talk about the fun part, because I've been to some of those golf parties, those after parties.
That's
do
right.
You all do parties up there too?
We do quite a few parties. We do corporate events. We have a great backdrop for weddings, corporate outings, like I said, charity events. I have a Willis McGahee has a celebrity event coming to our course this year, mm-hmm. So that's going to be fun. We do many different types of birthday parties, bachelorette parties, bachelor parties.
Bachelorette parties.
We have, yes, ma'am.
How can I get a membership there without playing golf? Because I don't play golf.
Absolutely. We can take care of you.
You have golf girls instead of, you know, what do they call them? Golf, the little guys that...
The bobbleheads?
Yeah. No. The real girls. You know the guys that move the cart around for you. They hold the flag.
Oh, yeah. Caddies.
Silliness. Right. You need some female caddies.
Okay. We can work
I will
on that.
Volunteer.
Absolutely.
Only on a beautiful sunny day, though, when there's a great party.
Okay.
You're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Eric Wasinger, PGA, Director of Sales at Heritage Golf Links. For the people out there that might not know what the PGA behind the your name is, can you shed some light for us?
Sure. That's just a personal. I joined the PGA of America back in 1994, I believe, and so I've been a PGA member. Run facilities. You go through. It's like a college education. Golf professionals go and they get educated with merchandising, tournament sales. Marketing, all kinds of aspects. And so,
okay. What else would y'all come up with? A golf college, really?
Yes, ma'am.
That is hilarious.
So, now do you all sell golf clubs at your facility?
We do. We actually just brought on Cool Clubs, which is a tour level quality fitting company out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And they opened up on property in November. We're actually having a grand opening on our property April 2nd. It's a Wednesday, I believe, from 3 to 7. And
is that open to the public?
It is.
I'll be there.
Open to the public, press, everybody. And Cool Clubs is on property. They have 1,200 shafts, on that they fit. So you come up there and you want to get the right size golf club for you. And so the important thing is, I always talk about fitting. Having the right equipment is the most important part of golf, okay? As a golf professional, I could give you lessons for 6 months to a year and work with your golf swing. We're actually training your body to match your golf equipment, okay? Mm-hmm. With cool clubs, you actually get the right equipment for your body now. So I don't have to waste 6 months of extra lessons. We can get the right equipment for you now with the right length, right lie, right grip size, and get you fit so you can play better golf earlier, okay? And a key to that is I always tease that you wear a size 7 shoe, right? Well, we have some size 5 shoes in the golf shop for sale for $5. How many pairs you want to take home?
Right, exactly.
Right, you're not going to
Well, it depends. What's the name brand?
You're not going to buy golf shoes.
I might try to shove my foot in there if they're the right name brand.
That are the wrong size. So buying the right golf equipment that's fit for you is the most important.
Right. It sounds like you guys got it down to a science.
We do. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you my funny golf story, Eric.
Okay.
Years ago, I worked for a company, Bell South, everybody's heard of course. And I won President's Club. One of the gifts to pick was a set of graphite drivers.
Mm-hmm. Graphite
which
woods.
Woods, okay. Yeah. They were golf clubs.
Yes.
And I had picked other stuff in the years past. I thought, oh, why not? I'll pick the nice clubs.
Sure.
I had no idea these clubs were like...
Expensive. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I have an ex-boyfriend out there I'm still looking for because he stole them when we broke up. But apparently they were like the clubs. And I actually played pretty good with them, but I didn't realize I picked left-handed and mm-hmm. I'm right-handed. Mm-hmm. So they were always a little off. So is that really that big a difference?
It's absolutely a huge difference. It'd be like getting in your car and mm-hmm. getting it on the passenger side and wanting to go somewhere.
Mm. Yeah, that would be a little weird.
You wouldn't be able to drive your car.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys help with all that?
We take care of all of that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
great. Now, do you do anything with kids?
We do a lot with kids. We have junior programs for our instruction side, mm-hmm. Also club fitting as well. But we have a new, we have Blue Giraffe Golf Institute coming on board, who's going to be part of that grand opening on April 2nd. Mm-hmm. And they are a company out of Florida on a teaching program. And we specialize in junior clinics where you get a bunch of kids together or individual clinics, one at a time. We also work with, of course, our age, you know, seniors, everybody. We give individual lessons. We also specialize in corporate outings. I have some corporations that come on property that have 40, 50 players playing golf, but 20 of them don't really play. They'll go up and get lessons for 3 or 4 hours and work so they can learn about the game of golf. So we do all kinds of different kinds of instruction as well.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I live down in the Peachtree City area, mm-hmm. and the golf carts down there are driving around like vehicles, literally.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, do you guys offer golf carts?
The golf carts are included in the green fee for playing, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't sell them, like with the Bulldog logo and all that stuff?
No, we don't do that. We have brand new club cars that we brought on property, and so we have a wonderful fleet of golf carts. And
now, explain to me, Eric, how you guys are having a grand opening if you've been in business for so long.
Well, Heritage has been in business, like I said, for about 16 years since it was built. It's been under a few different owners throughout the years, and many of our listeners probably know that. We had a new ownership company come in last March, and they're out of Las Vegas, and a great group. They're redesigning the entire clubhouse right now. It's under remodel, so it's going to be a fresh. In about next 3 to 4 weeks, it'll be completely redone from the baseboards to the roof, and so it's going to be awesome. So that's kind of a brand new grand opening. And then with Cool Clubs being new to the area, I think they have 8 or 9 locations in the world, the one being in Korea, one being in Australia, one being in Connecticut, one Scottsdale, and then, of course, Atlanta now is their new hub. So we're excited to have them. And then with Blue Giraffe Golf Institute, so we're having a grand opening, and that's why we're having a grand opening right now.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Eric Wasinger, PGA, at Heritage Golf Links. I have to say, Eric, I'm looking right now at a brochure of your facility, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I can see why it could be one of the more challenging golf courses based on that lake right there.
Yeah, that's a beautiful lake. It's about a 20 acre lake. That's the backdrop of the back patio of the clubhouse.
Do you guys get a lot of golf balls in that lake?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's lots of golf balls in that lake.
Now, that would be a good party. Everybody go bobbing for golf balls.
That's right.
After a few cocktails. That would be fun.
No alligators in there,
no,
though, right?
No,
we're not in Florida. I forgot.
But we have the last two snows that we've had here in Atlanta, it's been frozen solid, which
wow.
is pretty impressive for that much water to be frozen.
Then you became an ice skating rink that day?
Exactly.
Oh, I have to ask you, I heard you say something about lessons. Do you give lessons to everybody, just members? How does that work?
No, it's the lessons are open to the public.
Okay.
You know, we have some specials for the membership. As a Players Club member, one of the things we've done is we give free clinics,
okay.
Like on Saturdays.
That was going to be my next question.
We would send out an email to all the Players Club members and members, and they could register for a free clinic to go up there for 15 minutes, an hour, and have a free lesson with the instructors.
Now, as far as restaurant, do you have a full restaurant there or snack bar? Okay, you do have a full restaurant and bar?
Yes, ma'am. The clubhouse itself that's being remodeled right now, it's a full clubhouse. We can seat about 100, 125 people inside. Besides, there's a balcony outside, which we can put another 75 to 100 people on.
Wow.
And so it's nice. And that view that you're looking at is the backdrop that you're looking at over the backside. Yes, ma'am.
So, and I know you're in the sales aspect, but as far as a marketing standpoint, obviously you're coming on shows like this to get the word out. What other forms of advertising is Heritage currently doing?
I know we do quite a few different types. Some billboard advertising. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of the newspaper, a lot of print. I am involved in a lot of the Chamber of Commerce, the ACVB, of course, Atlanta Business Bureau, Visitors Bureau.
Visitors Bureau.
That's a mouthful. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. And so we get out and we're talking to a lot of different people. And, you know, the nice thing is now that the sun's coming up, the phones are ringing off the hook. And so it's
about time.
It's right. It's a great golf course, very challenging. And people that have been there in the past, there's a lot of changes happening, so come back out and check it out again. It's brand new.
Well, tell me something about some of these weddings. What's the biggest wedding you've seen since you've been there?
Since I've been there, we have a location down on the lake, and we can fit about 120 people in that location for
okay.
a wedding. Some of the other things that I've done in the past would be putting a huge tent up on the driving range because it's a grass pasture, you know, where we hit golf balls on the range. And I've had some nice weddings on driving ranges before where I can have 200 to 300 people.
Oh, know? Wow.
So it can be a large thing. Ideally, 70 to 100 people is really simple for us, but we can definitely do big events as well.
So you'll do a birthday party, a kid's party?
Absolutely.
Anything like that.
We just had a party about 3 weeks ago, and there was 75 people for dinner, and I've had like four people call that were in that group that are booking their birthday parties and stuff. Yeah, we do all kinds of parties.
Well, it sounds like to me you all have most of the things covered besides, of course, me being your caddy.
That's right. That's the one thing we're missing.
I need to know where that application is. I need to fill that out.
I'll give that to you before I leave.
So I'm looking at a map here. I know that it's pretty easy to get to, right? And you're centrally located. Whereabouts in Tucker are you?
We're located right off the Pleasantdale exit. I believe it's 96 on 85 there. So we're just outside the loop, 285, the next exit, and leads you right to us. So we're about 15 minutes from downtown. Pretty much close to everything. I'm kind of working with a lot of the hotels downtown, and like I said, the ACVB, about bringing a lot of the hotel guests and travelers into Atlanta. You know, they come to Atlanta, we want them to come play golf at Heritage.
So now, do you guys do any kind of outside like tournaments or fundraisers or anything like that?
We do quite a few fundraisers. We do a lot of like I said, we have a celebrity event coming up, but we do a lot of high school.
Go back to the celebrity event. What day is that?
I believe that's going to be.
And who's coming?
Besides me, of course.
I know it's the Willis McGahee celebrity event, and I know about 22 celebrities that are going to be already set up for that. I'm not really.
We want passes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think my invitation got lost in the mail. Celebrities. I know I would have been in that list, Eric. Come on. I'm the mayor of Atlanta. Everybody knows that.
I love it.
Eric, we want to thank you for coming and sharing some great information about Heritage today. For the people out there that are listening that might want some more information, mm-hmm. what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way is to give us a call at the golf shop there. The phone number is 770-493-4653. And I want to do a special, if I can, for the
Absolutely.
Month of March.
Okay.
Anybody that's listened to the radio show, mm-hmm. okay, with Tess, give me a call. Tell me you heard me on the radio with Tess, and I'm going to give you half off on your green fees for Monday through Thursday. So come on out, half off on green fees. Give me a call, and we'll book an appointment so you can come out and play some golf.
Ooh, Tess.
Very cool.
I think that includes a few drink tickets, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking. Thank you so much for coming on today, Eric. It has been an eye-opening experience, and I am looking forward to those invitations to all those golf events.
Great. Thank you very much.
Now, our second guest today my favorite, second favorite subject next to clothes, shoes, and handbags is hair. We have Mark and Abigail Gibson of All Virgin Hair. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
You see how excited I am, right?
Yes,
everybody
yes.
has no idea what we go through to look as good as we look, right? They think we just wake up beautiful.
That you wake up like that, yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us how you got the name All Virgin Hair.
Well, to be honest, we just decided to stick to the best name to describe our product.
Okay.
That way it was just straight to the point and simple.
So how did you get in the hair business kind of in general?
Well, I was actually buying hair and spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on it. So after my, I think it was like 4 years ago was my last purchase. And I was like, babe, because I'm in business with my husband, Mark.
Right.
I was like, do you know how much I'm spending on hair yearly? Like, we need to look into this business.
You're a brave woman. You told him how much you spent on hair? I still lie. I have a secret box of wigs in the back of my closet that I know it's nobody's business how much money I spent on them, but I look great in all of them.
Yeah, and I had just had my baby, so I was at home and looking for something to do just to pass time. So I started to research it, and that's how we ended up in it.
I don't think people realize what a big industry hair is, especially men.
Yeah.
And I don't think they realize 95% of the women you see is not what you see.
Exactly.
Not her hair, not her lips, not her eyes, not her fingernails. And I think that people have no idea. All the stars, right, have extensions.
Every single last one of them, to me, I have extensions in it. Or just maybe a couple pieces.
Right.
But they definitely have it in. Mm-hmm.
So now, what do you sell the most of as far as all virgin hair is considered?
What's popular in this market is the Brazilian virgin hair. Mm-hmm. Also Malaysian. We carry clip-ins that goes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they love Brazilian hair in Atlanta.
Tell me the difference between the Brazilian and the Malaysian hair.
What it is a difference in feel.
Okay.
Basically, it reacts differently when you wash it. If the thickness of it in your hair is how you can tell the difference in the hairs.
Well, let me tease Mark, your husband, who's bald, by the way.
He's smart, right?
I get that
right.
all the time.
You're like, look at this, right? You're a hair expert.
Yes, I am, believe it or not.
So you have no hair. So how did your wife talk you into getting into the hair business?
Well, she didn't have to talk me into it because we've been business partners in several businesses.
And she's extremely pretty. I'm sure she can get whatever she wants. So.
She normally does. But she does her homework. That's the first part. But when we looked at the business, and we had another business at the time, and we were very busy, and we decided, to take a look at it. We travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the fact we travel a lot, we've been to Brazil, a few other countries, Europe, all over the world, and we experienced different hairs. So after doing our research, we decided to go ahead and take the time to investigate, learn about hair. And after we look at the numbers and know, our skills and our ability to make this business work like any other business we have had, we said, let's go ahead and get it started.
Now, how long ago was that?
This is a little bit over 3 years ago
okay.
we actually started. But since that time, we have pretty much exploded, say it that way, but we have. We own our own factory now.
Wow. What?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are you're going to be my new best friend, Abigail.
Yes.
All my girlfriends are about to start calling me. Let me cut my phone off for the rest of the day. You have your own factory of hair?
Yes, we do.
It's like having a shoe manufacturer.
Yeah. The funny thing is, as you said, a lot of people, to educate people out there, they always say, where does hair come from? And you always hear the saying, China. In reality, the hair might be produced in China in the sense of being put together, because as we all know, China's labor is very cheap.
Right.
Okay. I mean, the average worker there for a whole month, might make somewhere, give or take, $100-$150.
Right.
And that's the difference. But most of the hair that you do see come from the actual countries they're originated from.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of people, there's a major questions all the time, but it's good for people to know that that's the only reason why that's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we carry six kind of hairs,
mm-hmm.
six different types, and we do, across, ranges. We have clip-ins, flip, closures, tape, you name it. And then we have standard, hair extensions that we carry, Brazilian, Malaysian, Peruvian, Cambodian. We have Mongolian kinky curl. Mm. And Indian.
I'm all them things. Depends on the day of the week. I might be Malaysian on Friday and Brazilian on Sunday. You just never know. So now tell me, because I know most of the friends I have that shop for hair, and I'm sorry, Tess is like, am I going to get a question in?
No.
I'm going to cut your hair out of your head.
You are the expert in this.
Look, just so you all who've never seen my co-host, she has this beautiful, long, black, perfect hair that when she goes to sleep at night, one night at my house, I'm going to cut it out and sew it in my head, but it's perfect. But I know most people shop by color. Mm-hmm. They want a certain color hair, not necessarily a texture or a gray, because they're looking for a certain color. Mm-hmm. How do you get people to say, okay, because all virgin means what?
It's just all coming in a natural brown, the color of the donor's hair. So which is usually anywhere from a 1B to a darker black to a maybe 2 and a light brown.
Like a light brown. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you get people to go from the people who are uneducated, not sure, and they buy based on price or based on color? How do you educate them? How are you getting kind of the word out that you can manufacture, that you have this hair that's better hair, better quality, lasts longer? How do you get that word out?
Well, there's a couple of ways we do it. Number one, you know, we do a lot of marketing, a lot of advertisement. We have 6 billboards through Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Okay. We also have a hair care tips to tell the people the differences in the hair, how to take care of the hair. And, you know, a lot of people buy hair from beauty supplies, but, you know, in reality, a lot of people are leaving beauty supplies because they realize that most of the hair in the beauty supply is synthetic.
Right.
And because we're selling, you know, real hair, as they would say, we call it virgin hair, you know, we tell them the differences. You know, it's going to more fit you. It's going to look just like yours because it is your hair, but you have to maintain it the same exact way that you maintain your own hair. So, you know, if you don't treat the hair good, it's not going to treat you good. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of educate them on things you can do with it. You can color it, but you got to know how to color it correctly. We always suggest use a professional when coloring hair.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's why they're professionals.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Mark and Abigail Gibson, owners of All Virgin Hair. So obviously, now that I'm learning here today, so the name of the company has, you know, a lot to do with the product.
Yes.
It's virgin hair, so mm-hmm. it's real hair, not synthetic.
Correct.
So you can take the hair and you can color it and you can do different things to the hair mm-hmm. once you purchase. So how, mm-hmm. I mean, do you actually do the styling too when you're doing the hair?
Well, when
do you get into that, or you're just purchasing the hair from the guys?
We just sell the hair. We don't do any of the install.
So it's not that you're going to style it or anything like mm-hmm. that. I got you. So it's a storefront.
Exactly.
You guys have a storefront. Now, do you have an e-commerce site as well?
Yeah, we do at allvirginhair.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people can go and purchase right there online.
Yes.
Very cool.
To answer your question on style, I think, you know, just like we sell different patterns, you know, and the patterns are straight. Mm-hmm. Body wave. A lot of people call it loose wave. And then you have a curly. And then you have a kinky curl, which is like a real, real tight mm-hmm. look. Okay. So that way, we do sell patterns, but you know, the professionals actually put it in.
So you don't have to do, you know, when you purchase it, it's pretty much ready to wear.
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's life-changing, I'm telling you. Like, I took my mom to the beauty supply store the other day. I was like, I was going to buy her some hair. She had no idea how much it cost when I bought mine. Because, you know, she may buy a cute wig or whatever. Uh-huh. And she was like, that's how much? And I was like, I don't ask you what you do with your money. She had no idea in all these years that hair is, I mean, you know, it costs a lot to look good. It's not free, right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. We have some women that come in with their husbands and they're like, don't show the receipt to my husband. Don't show the receipt to my husband. Don't let them know. Yeah, they're definitely hiding the cost of that hair.
Yeah, because what's the average cost right now, you think?
Well, if you're getting, most people need, if they want a short look, 2 bundles is what you would need. And that can range anywhere from about $120 to $140 for 2 bundles. For those girls.
Is that each or together?
Together. For the 2 bundles.
And those how long does that last?
It lasts, it's really average. Based on your care. Yeah. If you really want it to last for a long time, it can go from 6 months to a year, depending on how much you install it, how well you take care of it.
Right.
For those people like me who don't like to take care of my hair, I like to sleep. Sleep.
You like to live.
Yeah.
You want to look pretty when you wake up. That's why I feel your pain. I don't do that either.
Yeah, I always just.
I'm not doing any of those things.
Yeah, I always just switch my hair up every 4 months just because.
But you can't compare my wife to other people. So what we always try to tell people is my wife told you something that's so important that a lot of people just like to put it in and let it do what it does. Mm-hmm. So that's where your problem comes in the business that you can't do that. It is an investment. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure you get a good return.
Absolutely.
In order to get a good return, it is very important that you treat it correctly. Treat it correctly is that you either wear, you know, a wrap at night mm-hmm. when you go to bed so you can keep the hair intact. Because mm-hmm. if you go to bed and leave it out like my wife does, I mean, you might come out tomorrow and be fine. But the more you leave it out, it's a greater chance it's going to tangle.
Right.
You know, because mm-hmm. it's just like the hair in your head. Your hair in your head would tangle.
Right.
Right. And it's very important you know how to comb the hair, things like that. So mm-hmm. longevity is based on the owner.
But you can sleep on a satin pillowcase,
yes.
Oh, which
yes.
I do. Because, yeah. Or you could tie it up every night and sleep by yourself. It mm-hmm. depends on how you look at it.
If he loves you, if he loves you like I love her, I accept it either way.
That's because she's pretty enough she could go bald like you and it would still be okay. The rest of us girls know better, though. Yeah. Looks as a, come on, y'all are visual creatures. You can't go
I have to agree on that. That's why hair sells.
Absolutely. That's why all beauty products sell. Absolutely.
So let me ask you guys, what's next for All Virgin Hair?
Well, we're currently looking to open more locations in other states.
Okay.
We're also we're looking to carry a more premium elite line of hair. Mm-hmm. That's going to be based on mostly just one donor. So right now, we carry a high-grade 5A, but this new exclusive line is going to be coming completely from one donor, and it's going to be the selection is going to be more tedious for the consumer who's purchasing the hair. Mm-hmm. So those are the two projects we're working on right now.
Now, I heard you say you have an e-commerce site from someone that shops from hair for hair online, out in the stores. How do you get that name out there? Because if you Google, as you know, mm-hmm. virgin hair, yeah. Brazilian hair, everything comes up from Target right. to buy hair to Sally's Beauty Supply. So how do you market that where people know they're really getting the real deal?
Well, we did a lot of, in the beginning, I think we got lucky because we came in the right time. Mm-hmm. So we got a perfect name for our business, and we did a lot of Google AdWords.
Okay.
So our company really pops up in the top three and a top page
right,
automatically.
Because of the name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because
but
of
boutique
the name.
Is in our name. We call mm-hmm. ourselves All Virgin Hair Boutique.
Okay.
Okay, but like my wife mentioned, which is so important, most of our business in the beginning came from those saying word of mouth. Mm-hmm, if you mm-hmm. give a good product, they'll tell a friend.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's a very tough industry. Keep in mind, you know.
Oh, that, yeah, very know, competitive.
Very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, it's so important, I got to say this, that, you know, if you take care of the hair, it take care of you.
Absolutely.
If you don't, then, you know, it's going to treat you bad.
Absolutely.
Very important to know.
That's mm-hmm. a word to the wise of all the men listening out there. If you take care of her, it will take care of you.
Got it.
Look, I dated a guy for 6 months, didn't know I had weave in my hair.
You'd be surprised.
That's the gospel truth.
A lot of men don't know
I
that
don't know
weave.
What he thought.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. But I think because it can be not only look so natural.
Yeah.
You know, I actually wash it while it's in. Mm-hmm. I can wash it in the shower, blow dry it, mm-hmm. flat iron it, curl it. It's the exact same. So they have no idea. It goes to show how much attention they pay, right?
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So it definitely makes a difference. So now, let me ask you this. Do you all do any classes? Have you ever thought about doing classes for women, like a seminar to explain how to take care of the hair and those kind of things?
That's a good idea. Yeah,
see,
that's a good idea. We haven't done that.
Yeah, because
so
I would
definitely
come.
Look into it.
A lot of people would come. Because you'd be surprised that women that I know even would spend that kind of money and have no idea how to take care of it,
mm-hmm.
how to maintain it. They have no idea. It can last 6 months to a year if you take very good care of it.
Yeah.
And that's true.
So I think that's the only reason I asked, because I was like, I would come to all those classes.
I love that. Cause, yeah, we remember talking about doing different little things inside one of our location, our boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have done, because over the years there's so many questions that can be asked, we have a very large pamphlet that we give to every customer online who purchases as well as in-store. And I have to say it has about maybe about 40 different hair care tips.
Okay.
So we try to give as much as we can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're in the store or whoever else, we always try to educate customers. Our number one goal is to educate the consumer.
That's so important.
We're not trying to force them to buy anything, because mm-hmm. if you educate them, then they'll be able to do what they're doing correctly, and mm-hmm. they'll, you know, and they can go from there. And I think that's something they love about us. We try to give customer service, you know, and we try to stand behind customer service, because that's a very tough thing in this business, mm-hmm. you know, but we also stand behind the hair, you know, if something is wrong, and, you know, we'll stand behind it as long as within the means.
Now, do you only sell to consumers, or do you sell to companies too?
Yeah, we do. We sell to companies too. We do wholesaling as well. We do a lot of wholesaling.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin and Angel Nallen, and we are speaking with Mark and Abigail Gibson, owners of All Virgin Hair. Where are some of your boutiques, or where are your boutiques here in the Atlanta area?
Well, we have two in Atlanta.
Okay.
Let's say Atlanta, you know, the metropolitan area.
Sure.
We have one in Tucker. It's off of Mountain Industrial.
Eric, you can go over and get yourself a
some hair. Far from Eric. Makes sense. I know where Eric's place is. I've been there many times. It's a great golf course. I got complimented. It's a very long course. So
very y'all can trade course. Out a little hair for
yeah,
little golf.
Yeah. A little marketing. We come over there, you know, vice versa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then we have one in Cobb, which is in Cobb, you know, Parkway, you know, Cobb 41. Well, they call it South Cobb.
Right.
Not confused the name. Then we have two in Florida, and those are our sister stores.
Oh,
they're in Coral Springs and Broward, and they're in the malls, and those are considered Majestic Hair.
Okay.
But hair, the one we have here, you know, the two are very, very busy. As my wife mentioned earlier, you know, we're on the internet as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're on Instagram. And, you know, when you're ready, I give us the phone numbers. Everyone that can know the phone number to contact us. We have an 800 number. So, you know, we do a lot of business.
Getting your name out there, sounds like, in many different ways.
So now what sets you guys apart from your competition? And there's so much of it out there.
Really, I would have to say the customer service. We stand by our product and we, you know, we just, like my husband said, we try to educate. And in this hair business, because, you know, it is manufactured by us, it's not, you know, machine made product, there could be some mistakes sometimes on the production of it. So if in the event that something like that does happen, which is very rare, we stand by the product and we do replace your hair. You just take it back and give you new hair. So, and that is unheard of in the hair business.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Just won me over.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know, but you can't, once you put that hair in your head, whether it,
and once you walk out of the store with it, you can't take it back.
Most vendors, you're done.
It's an as-is sale. Yeah. Kind of like a no-limit law in Georgia for cars.
Yeah, but like everything else, you know, we have a time frame. You know, we say, you know, within 30 days, you know, then within a couple of weeks of have your receipt, things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, as long as you did what you're supposed to do, we can usually tell. We have no problem taking care of it because hair is not perfect.
No,
you know, that's the reason
not.
Why people are buying hair, because the hair they have in their head at some point had a problem. So now we're trying to make sure we help you fill it in, you know, and make sure you get what you need and have the right product to take care of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of us just wear it to look cuter.
Well, true.
Because I have a lot of hair, but there's nothing like somebody else's. And I don't have to take care of mine now. Absolutely. I am so excited to be talking about hair. You all have no idea. This has made my weekend. And you do... you do a money back guarantee if people are not happy. Technically, if they do everything they're supposed to do, you have no problem switching, not money back, but
exchange.
Yeah,
exchange. We have exchange policy.
We do exchange.
Be careful, Angel.
Yeah. Sorry, Angel.
I've never wanted my money back. I just want my hair to be right.
It's just a funny thing in the business. It's known, you know, it's not refundable, but, you know, we definitely stand behind what we do. And if, you know, when we deliver it, we expect for you to be happy. It's hard to make everyone happy, but we do our best, and that's where customer service comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell everyone out there listening how they can hear, how they can find you guys, or what's the best way to find you.
You can always go to allversionhair.com. It has all the store locations on there. Or if you want to find us on Instagram, Pinterest, Vine, YouTube, Facebook, we're at All Version Hair as well.
Okay.
And then the most important thing, the 800 number. It's 1-800. And it's 691-6711.
So is that the best hair? Is that how that runs out? 1-800 the best hair?
No. You know, believe it or not, I was trying to get the name, but it was so hard. You know, we're kind of late into the business game. So we try to look at it. It was like most of them were gone. You know, I say, you know, so I prefer 800 versus 888 or all these other numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is that a customer spread the word.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it travels beyond Atlanta. You know, people go to different states and you'd be so surprised. So, you know, with the good and the bad, they're going to tell other friends, you know, we want to try and do the best we can, you know, to keep a positive, you know, outlook at All Version Hair, the company.
And with the 800 number, I noticed businesses, when you have an 800 number in your, you know, in your business name, they know that you're nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's automatic. So it's good that you're letting people know, look, we can help you regardless if you're in California, New York, Chicago,
right here in
Georgia. Yeah. So, well, thank you both again for coming in, Mark Gibson and Abigail Gibson, owners of All Virgin Hair. Appreciate you coming in today.
No problem. Or Angel,
Tess,
when you need some hair?
Absolutely.
You know you got to come see us.
Give us that 800 number again. I put it on the side of my car. Whatever it takes to get some deals on some hair.
You got it. It's 1-800-691-6711.
Okay. Perfect. So, and we'd also like to thank Eric Wasinger, PGA at Heritage Golf Links, Director of Sales. Thank you so much, Eric, for coming out today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
And also, we'd like to give another shout out to Uncle Matteo's. Matteo's Pizza Joint, Mala, Georgia. They're located at 3320 Buford Drive in Georgia. Be sure to like them on their Facebook page. They do catering, birthday parties, dine-in or takeout. So a special thanks to Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint. And if you've missed any part of our show, or if you'd like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, you can go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business.
And I'm Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group, your best friend on your worst day.
Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.